errors and how they are perceived. Up until the late 1960s, it was considered that the second language learner's speech was nothing more than an incorrect version of the target language. According to the contrastive analysis hypothesis, CAH, errors were often assumed to be the result of transfer from the learner's first language. You have to also remember that CAH was very much influenced by behaviorism, which was the theory at the time which was beginning to go out of fashion. What is clear is that not all errors made by second language learners can be explained in terms of first language transfer alone. For example, not all errors are bidirectional. So that means that if an English speaker was learning Swedish, then the difficulties faced by the Swedish learner are not always the same difficulties the other way around. It seems that learners have intuitions about what is transferable from the first language to the second language, and idiomatic and expressions and metaphorical expressions cannot always be translated word for word, and learners tend to avoid some of these when they're speaking in their second language. In the 1970s, the approach was error analysis rather than contrastive analysis hypothesis. And the goal of this research was to discover what learners really know about the language, and not to predict what kind of language errors that learners might make. The approach of error analysis was to have detailed description to see exactly what was being said, which was in fact an error. And the hypothesis then was that second language learning, or the language system of the second language learner, is a system in its own right. It's one that is rule governed and predictable. So you have a language system of language A, a language system of language B. And this learner language system is a language system in its own right, somewhere between the two, but which also had characteristics which were not of language A or language B. This interlanguage system was known as, well, it was called interlanguage.